You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris and Helen, and this week we're talking about the science of pathology, but right now we're going to find out about the possibility of erasing all traces of human existence.
Yes, it's time to invite Diana O'Carroll back into the studio for our question of the week. And Diana's obviously unhappy with this miserable weather we have today. She's wrapped up in her coat, looking very cold. Hi, Diana.
Hello. It is really cold in these studios. I always freeze. Anyway, this week I'm doing a bit of pathology of the entire human race, so I'll get out my trowel.
Hi, I'm Andy from King's Lynn. I was wondering, if humans were to become extinct, how long before all trace of our existence were to disappear?
So, can Coke bottles and plastic bags last that long?
My name is Dr. John Nudds from University of Manchester, where I'm a senior lecturer in paleontology. So, thinking first in terms of an archaeological timescale, if the human race were to become extinct tomorrow, then our buildings and roads would gradually decay, and possibly within 100 or hundreds of years, many buildings would start to collapse. Now, of course, the sturdier stone-built buildings would remain standing for much longer than this, as we know, because we still have Greek temples and Egyptian pyramids with us today. But if we think in terms of those ancient civilizations, it would only be a few millennia before our cities would firstly be overcome by vegetation and then would be buried by silt and sediment. But if you consider the fabrics used in modern-day construction, reinforced concrete, plastics, etc., these would certainly survive burial for at least as long as the 2 million-year-old stone tools dating from the early humans from Africa, for example. But if we think in terms of a geological timescale, now this country, and indeed most of Europe, has been under the sea for a much greater part of its geological history than it has been land. So one thing we can be certain of is that sea levels will rise again, and this country will be flooded once more by a shallow sea, and then all of our cities will become deeply buried by marine sediments. And over geological time, over millions of years, they'll be preserved in a rock stratum in just the same way that dinosaurs are preserved in rock strata from 65 million years ago.
So what about the actual human remains?
Well, when we consider that the oldest fossils we have on Earth are 3.5 billion-year-old, single-celled, microscopic, soft-bodied bacteria, if such tiny and delicate organisms can survive for that long, then certainly the robust skeletons of Homo sapiens can survive for similar timescales. In actual fact, organisms that live in the sea are much more likely to be buried quickly and fossilized than organisms like ourselves that live on land, and so human fossils will always be rather scarce. We know this already because although hominids have been around for, say, 5 million years, the actual numbers of fossil human skeletons is very low. But certainly some of us will be fossilized, and we will survive buried in rock strata again for as long as the planet exists. So, to answer the question, when the human race does eventually become extinct, as it certainly will, although evidence of our existence will disappear from the Earth's surface relatively quickly, say within a few millennia, evidence of our existence will survive buried at depth, probably for as long as the planet survives.
It seems our remains will last as long as the Earth, but who'll be there to find it is a different question. So, the next question of the week is more to do with looking backwards in time.
Hi, this is Kathleen from Portland, Oregon in the United States, and I'm wondering, why are humans the only animals who cook their meat? Does it give us an advantage against parasites, or is it just cultural at this point?
So why bother cooking? Should we put Gordon Ramsay out of business? Let us know by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com or have a scribble on our forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much to Diana O'Carroll. And in fact, Diana, being an archaeologist, will be bringing us more exciting things next week, because next week's show is dedicated to the science of archaeology. We'll be finding out about some exciting goings on in Peru and also what modern-day science is telling us about the nefarious activities that really went on in Stonehenge. So until next week, thank you very much, Diana O'Carroll.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.